بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد وما يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل أمانة وبلغ رسالة ونسع الأمة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا إلى يوم الدين فأما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
قال تعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينة من الهدى والفرقان Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance and a clarification of the guidance for mankind and the criterion. Alhamdulillah, we're in the month of Ramadan, which is often referred to as the month of the Quran. And we can see clearly from this verse that the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. The purpose being as a guide for mankind, its guidance to be accepted as a way of life and thus being the criterion for us. If we look at the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked what were the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she indeed said he was the walking Quran. In his implementation, his entire life, his saying, his mannerisms, his actions, his consent, were all implementing the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لتبين الناس ما نزل إليكم. You have been sent to explain the meaning of what was revealed to them. This is referring to Messenger Muhammad. So this is a mercy to mankind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger Muhammad as a perfect example for us to follow on how we can implement the Quran in our daily lives. So my dear Muslims, I wish to emphasize the importance of the Quran. As the Prophet ﷺ said, of all the miracles he received, the greatest was the Qur'an. So the aspect of the Qur'an I want to concentrate on is memorizing the Qur'an, which I'm sure most of us are trying to do extra throughout this month. The Messenger Muhammad ﷺ said, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. SubhanAllah. There are many reasons why we should memorize the Qur'an. And I'll just list a few and maybe give some tips and advice on why and how we should memorize the Qur'an. First and foremost, one of the reasons we must memorize the Qur'an is to guard it from corruption. We hear or have heard stories where in many parts of the world they have tried to recreate a so-called Qur'an, yet they have deliberately omitted verses, taken out verses or added extra to it. We hear the stories in Russia where they mass produce multiple Qur'ans, but alhamdulillah, because the Qur'an is protected, they were exposed, and there are many, many Muslims there who are hufaz of the Qur'an exposed this scam. We hear also in Western world, USA, they try to produce a shorter version of the Qur'an, completely changing the meaning, and this was exposed. Also, the plots of the interfaith groups who try to put all the multi-faith books into one book and say you can disregard the Qur'an. For our new civilization, new reality, we can refer to this one universal book for the universal religion. If we look to history, the previous scriptures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us how the Torah and the Injil were indeed distorted. Messengers upon messengers came, one after another, to reiterate the same message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the nations of the messengers. And those false rabbis, those false priests who omitted those verses from the previous scriptures, they were revealed again by the messengers, subhanallah. We have the libraries that were destroyed at the time of Andalusia. When the crusades went there, they destroyed multiple books. Also trying to destroy Islam. Alhamdulillah, Islam is still rife today. And the many scholars, the many huffaz that have been massacred, we hear it even now in most parts of the world, the scholars and the huffaz are being killed or arrested. This is to hide the Quran away. Yet, the Quran will always be protected, as Allah promised. He sends the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا الذِّكَرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily, we it is who have revealed the Quran, and we shall surely guard it from corruption. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions al-dhikr, he is referring to the Quran here, i.e. the remembrance. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the responsibility to be the guardian of the remembrance. The ulama say on this verse that Allah chooses which hearts to put the Quran into, which hearts to pour the nur into, so that it can be safeguarded against corruption. So the first reason for memorizing the Quran is for protect it from corruption. Thus the huffaz are actually chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the co-guardians on this earth to protect the Quran. Second reason is that it is the foundation of all Islamic sciences. It is the first source of the Sharia where all the ahkams are derived from. And the other sources are being the ahadith, and we've got the ijma consensus, and we have also qiyas, ijtihad. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, one should memorize the Quran before becoming a faqih. And we know he was a great faqih, alhamdulillah, mujtahid. Many of the Sahaba were not just Sahabas, not just great mujahids, not just great in knowledge, but they were muftis. So they were able to pass fatwas, pass ahkams, and they were also huffaz. Amongst them, the greatest ones, we have Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Umar, Abdullah bin Umar, Abu Huraira, Zayd bin Thabit, and many, many more. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Further, the Prophet ﷺ did not teach them only the meaning of the Quran, but had them memorize its words as well. The Sahaba themselves were so keen to memorize the Quran and teach others because they wanted to excel in the real world, outdo their fellow brother. So they would learn a verse and straightway go and teach someone else, subhanAllah. Not just to memorize it, but the meaning. And I'm sure many of us know about the Battle of Yamama, where 70 Huffaz were massacred, shaheed, and may Allah be pleased with all of them. But we can see that if there were 70 Huffaz they sent to the battle, we can see, and after the Sahaba, there were many, many more Huffaz around at that time. Otherwise they wouldn't send so many. So we can see it's a great deed to learn and memorize the Quran. At the time of the Messenger Muhammad, the women, all they would accept in dowry was that they be taught the Quran by their husband. Many of the Sahabas, hundreds of them in fact, shunned the dunya and concentrated heavily on the Quran. And also would pray throughout the night in the tahajjud as much as they could. And alhamdulillah, this is the sunnah that we all do, and alhamdulillah, even more throughout this month. Sayyidina Ubaidah bin Samid radiallahu anhu stated that whenever someone migrated from Makkah to Medina, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entrusted him to care of one of the Ansars, so that he should teach Quran to the newcomer. So much noise was made at that time, so much noise in the masjid, that the Prophet ﷺ had to come and calm them down. And this is the Quran being recited. He wanted it to be harmonious, and so no one cancels out the other person's Quran. This is the reason. Otherwise you never prevent anyone from reciting the Quran, the Prophet ﷺ. And also we should understand that this is an approach to the Quranic sciences. When you see the madrasas where they're memorizing the Quran, usually they'll have the same verses everyone's memorizing, and then they'll go on to the next verse. They won't, one group won't do one lot of verses, another group another lot of verses, to confuse each other. This is unity in memorizing the Quran. According to Imam Bukhari radiallahu rahimullah, one should memorize the Quran before becoming a muhaddith. Tafsir ibn Kathir, the Quran is preserved in the hearts and is easy on the tongue, i.e. easy to recite. And it is controlling people's hearts and minds. It is miraculous in its wordings and in its meanings. In the previous scriptures, this ummah was described as carrying the holy books in their hearts. The third reason for memorizing the Holy Quran is because it is easy. Yes, Allah says it is easy. We may say, yeah, it's very hard to memorize the Quran. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَقَدْ يَسَرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِهِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُذَكِّرِينَ. And indeed, we have made the Quran easy to remember. Then is there any that will remember? Allah said it's easy. But then He said, then is there any that will remember? Meaning, there's not many people putting the efforts in to remember. Allah has made it easy. The author of Tafsir Jalalain, rahmatullahi alayh, said that the integratory clause in this ayah is in fact an imperative one. Thus Allah has stressed over and over again the importance of memorizing the Quran. The clause being that will there be many that memorize it? It's so imperative. So you shouldn't be the one that Allah is referring to. You should be the one first and foremost to memorize the Quran. And if there were no other reason for the Quran to be revealed, this verse would be enough. In addition, the fact that it is easy to memorize can be quickly ascertained by knowing that hundreds and hundreds of people, wherever you go, any country, memorize the Quran, yet they don't understand a word of it. Isn't that true?
Yes.
I mean, you hear many stories of youngsters, parents sending their children off to madrasas, even in this country. And I've come across many of these on the da'wah field, and they know, mashallah, the Quran off by heart, all of it. But some of them have gone astray because they haven't learnt it with a purpose. They've been sent there just to memorize the Quran without the meaning. But we always advise, memorize the Quran, but you must also study tafsir. Must also study other sciences of the Quran. So that way, you will carry it with conviction in your heart and in your actions. And the final reason I would say for memorizing the Quran, although there are many others, is that there is great reward behind it. Prophet ﷺ said, whoever said Alif Lam Mim, 30 rewards. So even those Hufaz I mentioned who don't know what the meaning is, just for their parents put them through the madrasa, they got the cane beating and everything, and they memorized all the Quran, so much reward there, so much, subhanAllah. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll now give a few tips. We've got a short amount of time, but I'll give a few tips on how we can quickly memorize the Quran or give ourselves some guidelines for our daily memorizing. And may Allah benefit us by all of them. First and foremost, I'd say is ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity is first condition of our shahada, first condition of our deen. And like we have sincerity in any approach, like the sincerity in the salah, sincerity in the dawah, likewise we must have sincerity in memorizing the Quran. Why sincerity? Because it could be for the wrong reason we're memorizing the Quran. It could be because we want to get big money to recite the Quran. Or it could be to be called a Hafiz al-Quran and have a title and show off. Or it could be purely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu says, "Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqqi fa'budu Allaha mukhlisina lahud-din." Verily we have sent down the book to you in truth. So worship Allah alone by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake alone. So there'll be no reward if you memorize the Quran to show off. If you memorize the Quran to be called a Hafiz. But if you do it sincerely from the heart, inshallah, the people will give you that title without you even wanting it. People will come to you and say, teach me the Quran. People will come to you and say, lead the Taraweeh Salah. This will happen because you are sincere. Second reason is tartil wa tajweed, which means the correct pronunciation and recitation. We've got to pronounce the letters and the verse of the Quran as best as we can. And for most of us who are Ajami here, it can be very hard. And some parts of the world where we're from, the Arabic letters are even pronounced slightly differently. Like, for example, Tha could be pronounced as Sa, which also sounds like Seen. So we will have these problems. But we've got many reverts who are trying to learn so much of the deen. They will have also a hard climb uphill to correctly pronounce it and also have the right melodious rhythm. But alhamdulillah, if you keep struggling, you'll have it. And one of the ways to make it easy is to listen to a good Qari that you prefer. There's many Qura out there, but one you like listening to, one that makes you emotionally connected to the Quran, makes you teary, You love his recitation. You love the way he clearly pronounces it. I would say someone of medium pace, not someone too fast, that you can listen to and even copy of him, even if you have to at first. Copy his style. This will make it easier for you. Thirdly, specify how many verses you want to memorize on a daily basis. For example, commit yourself to say 3 verses, 5 verses, 10 verses, or whatever your capability is. But make sure it's a regular number. For example, if you're doing 3 verses today, have a regular slot, a time when you would be comfortable, that you know it's a regular slot, you're scheduled to memorize the 3 verses or 5 verses or whatever, and stick to it. And it can be hard. So if you can't do it from the Arabic, try from the English transliteration, whatever language you know, and stick to it. So those 3 verses, memorize them, memorize them, memorize them. And the following day, do the same. Do another 3 verses. But if you haven't memorized the 3 that you had targeted, don't move on to the next 3. Go back and do those 3. You still got to memorize the same number of verses, or put effort in. And this will make it easier for you. And one of the other things I can say is, if you're memorizing 3 today, and you've memorized them, tomorrow you've memorized 3, go back and repeat the 3 you memorized the day before, just to make sure you've recapped them. Do not exceed your daily limit. So sometimes you'll find surahs, some verses are very short. Very short. So you may be able to do, say, 10 verses instead of your daily 3 or 5. But then this could become hard for you, because if you're going to be someone committed to regularly memorizing the verses at a regular allotted time, and you do 3 and then you've moved on to 10, you're going to try and do another 10 the day after. And it may become that day you can't do 10. And instead of doing your regular 3, you think, now I should be able to do 10, and you get frustrated. And you may delay it. You may give up. And then instead of doing your regular number of verses, you've given up. And even doing 3 verses a day, end of a week, you may have a short surah you've already memorized from, say, the last part of the Quran, Juz Amma. And do not move on to the next portion until you've fully memorized those 3 verses. There's no rush. There's no rush. Because remember, I said it's memorizing and also understanding. This will help you. There's no rush. Fifth reason I say, memorize from only one copy of the Quran. So have a nice copy of the Quran, decent size, that you can sit comfortably with. And it's got clear print. Most people look at the Uthmani print, and they're from the Middle East. So get something with clear print and stick to that one copy. And what you'll do is, you'll know, because there'll be different types of Qur'an. There's some Tajweed Qur'an, there's some color-coded Qur'ans, you know, there's some with extra rules on them. What you need to do is, whichever copy you're going to have, make sure you're familiar with this. This will make it easier for you. And what you can do also is, if you're someone who likes to recite the Qur'an on your travel, say you use a public transport, or you're at work, you've got a bit of time, have a pocket-sized Qur'an. But it's advisable to have the same type of print. So if you're used to the Uthmani script, have it the same type in a small pocket-sized one. But try and get the one with the larger print text. So it may be a bit fatter, but the text size will be clearer to read. This will help. Sixth reason is understanding that the Qur'an, there's a mechanism to it. There's science to it that you will develop yourself. And this will help, if you have a mechanism, this will help you memorize the Qur'an with khushu, which is ritual fear. So as I said, if you don't understand Arabic, you can get something with transliteration in your own language. So if you're from Turkey, you may have a Turkish Qur'an, Turkish text that you read, or an English Qur'an with transliteration. And the recent ones I've seen, the transliteration, they have a rule that explains how you can differentiate the difference between the letters. They have dots or lines under beneath them. You can try through that, and it's almost the same as the Arabic, just to start you off. But do not give up on the Arabic side. Still practice with that, but just to keep you going, because you're trying to memorize here, you can use the transliteration. And it may be easier just to start from the last part of the Quran, the Juz Amma, because they've got lots of short chapters, short verses. And don't just keep listening to yourself all the time and go it alone. You need to be checked. You could be, you may think, SubhanAllah, you know, I'm getting the hang of this, you know, and I'll be Hafiz the Quran soon, alhamdulillah. Next thing, we got Hafiz the Quran here, let him lead the salah, and you'll be reciting all wrong. Every servant, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, someone will correct you. So you want to be checked, you know. So what you do is maybe organize, I don't know, a HIFS class in your area. If you've got a community center like this, for example. If you want to get the reward, organize that HIFS class and find a Hafiz in your area who will be willing to come and teach. Or even go to a class, travel if you have to. Go there, listen to how the Sheikh teaches, recite to him or if his sisters recite to her, and then see if you need correction or not. So this will help you. And what this does is also, it corrects you, and if you'll go to a majlis, rather than going it alone, you go to a majlis, no shaitan around, angels around, the jinn mu'min are around, they're there with you, so much reward, so much barakah being descended to the majlis, and it keeps the shaitan far at bay, because he hates listening to the Quran. Ninth reason is continuity. Always recite to yourself wherever you are. So you have a routine, stick to it. And even if you're driving, if you haven't got the Quran playing or something, recite to yourself. If you keep at it, you'll enjoy it. For the Prophet ﷺ said, the Quran will run away from the tongue of a person faster than the untied camel. You know, like most of us when we was young, we went to madrasa and we got those cane and we memorized those Quran. And then society may have changed our way of life and then we've given up. No, madrasas closed down or you stopped going there. And then you'll find you're adult now. You suddenly start practicing and you can barely get to Surah Al-Fil, you know, and you have to go through that again. That's because you lost the continuity of memorizing. Isn't it? So this is the thing. Put it into your daily practice. And know, my dear Muslim, the golden age to memorize the Quran, this is what the Huffaz say, and those who are experts at this say, is between the age of 5 and 23. Alhamdulillah, most of us are here probably still between the golden age, yes? Brother Abu Ibrahim, inshallah. Yes? Oh, yes. But for us, we're not lost, because there's plenty of advice from the Sunnah. Amongst it, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prescribed honey and black seed to increase the memory. And also, there's hijama. There's certain points, cupping, this is called bloodletting. Certain points in the body where if you cup, you'll increase your memory. So try this. And I've heard also Surah Yasin, if you memorize this, although it's quite a long chapter, this helps you memorize as well. It's one of the miracles behind it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We shall make you recite the Quran so you shall not forget it. So if you keep reciting it, you won't forget it, inshallah. I'm going to conclude now, inshallah. But in conclusion, first and foremost, I'd like to point out that today it was nasiha, firstly for myself, and inshallah I hope you all accept the nasiha. We should all make intention to read more of the Quran, and especially at this month. We still got half the month of Ramadan left. Let's try our best to memorize as much as we can. Those of you who are going to go to i'tikaf, last part of Ramadan, blissful time inshallah. If you don't go into a dirty place where they're going to be bickering or backbiting or having a laugh, you'll definitely get the opportunity to memorize most of the Quran. Ask Allah to open up your heart, increase your memory so you memorize the Quran easily. Seek it sincerely and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase you in ilm. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kul Rabbi zidni ilma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, my Lord, increase my knowledge. Really, it is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to retain the knowledge and benefit from it. That's why some of us may retain it, others may not. But the one who is sincere will, inshallah, retain it. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a successful Ramadan, where we are able to gain the maximum benefits from it, and that our iman is increased and is continued throughout the rest of the year. Also, don't forget that this is the month of unity, so I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites the hearts of all the believers, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to establish His deen in the entire earth. وَكُولِ كُولِ هَذَا أَصْطَفْرِ اللَّهُ لِكُمْ. JazakAllah khair for everyone coming.